It's time for Razorback Graffiti, sponsored by Fence Brokers. Looking for fencing materials? Call Fence Brokers today at 501-847-8811. Now, you know the drill.
I know the
drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
We've had a few weeks off from graffiti.
Yeah, we did.
2 weeks off, so look, the phone lines are already lit. Let's go.
We're going to go to Dave Ramsey. I wonder if your soap bars will call in. Let's go to the phones real quick. Dave Ramsey.
Hey, David. This is Dave Ramsey, author of Financial Freedom. Why don't you put me in touch with those old geezers, those broke-ass Bellamy brothers, and I can see if I can get them on the beach under the palm trees sipping a daiquiri instead of out there grinding.
They need some help, Dave. Need some help. Way too many shows for 76 years old.
Hello, fake Sterling.
Morning, guys. The only thing cleaner than a clean sweep of the Tennessee Volunteers is your local family market, and that's the truth.
We saw Frank Sterling at Family Market, remember?
We sure did. He's outstanding, great outstanding. Hog freaking wild.
Hey, Tennessee fans, last weekend was a bad weekend to be a volunteer.
I'm sorry I had to keep doing that. Who's this?
Rogers Motorcycle Upgrade.
Rogers Motorcycle Upgrade.
Let me hear it. We were doing motorcycle sounds. Weren't we doing that when we were down at Reynolds Suzuki? When we were doing motorcycle sounds?
Oh, that's right, we were.
Tell me, what is the upgrade? I don't understand. Know. Hello, Joe.
I couldn't care less if the balls were struggling.
Oh, I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah. Always good to hear from you, Joe. Savage.
Thanks to Roger, I'm a proud 409er.
I don't know what that is.
Is he getting up at 409?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if he is or not.
661-1037.
Hey, it's Carl Schaap. Hey, Carl.
I reckon it's okay for Dave Van Horn to get a little misty-eyed and whatnot.
That's making fun of Trey Schaap.
That's
AI
outstanding.
Schaap.
That's AI Carl Schaap.
Yeah.
That is a combo.
Yes.
That is outstanding. Hey, it's Old Dirty Red. What's up, Clint?
Checking in from the Gulf of Mexico. AKA the Gulf of America.
No, sorry.
He said something about Gulf of America.
Yeah, I don't understand. Hey, Roger's upgraded motorcycle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can you remember how you did it the other day?
Tennessee Vols baseball.
Anybody here?
Oh, outstanding.
So good.
Outstanding.
My gosh, you were so good.
That was perfect.
Brother Maxwell.
Is there no one else? Is there no one else?
Oh, are you not entertained? Is there no one else? Is that what he's saying? Max Millis or whatever his name is?
I got it the second time. My Max Millius Portis Clintonus. Hello, Zach.
The only thing that sucks worse than the orange of Texas is the orange of Tennessee. Suck it, Tony!
You can end it with fake Sterling. Brian.
Basil, you can have a 5-course meal in your bed after that win.
Yes.
But he's not using his soap.
Hey, you know what last night? It was in the bed last night. Ready for this? Fantastic China. Boom.
Oh, my gosh, you are nasty.
I'm not nasty.
Well, listen, when you put food on this countertop, and I know what's been on that RJ used to sit over there.
My stomach is a man's stomach. It can deal with the germs that come with
that. Let me tell you something. I've followed you into a bathroom, too, pal. Hey, Clint Sterner.
Do you feel like life is whipping you like little Jody when she's breaking eggs? Hell, Chief, this ain't no Tarantino period piece, hog boss. The rest of your life starts right now, Django. If low T is keeping you from your candy land, you know what to do. Get them T levels checked.
Oh, my gosh. I'm choking on my own spit. Hello, Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe.
Hey, man, I would go to Omaha, but I can't walk because of QC Kinetic.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what that is. Is that a sexual thing? Is that what he's talking about? I don't know what he's talking about. Let's see if this line works out. Let's see if it's working. Keeping it real, Stan.
Hey. I know Stan's going to look at them Omaha's funny, but what you going to do now?
Yeah, he's got to be sweating a little bit now because he used to rail on Dave Van Horn, never win a national championship.
He rails on everybody.
He does.
Hello, man. Tony Vitello.
Hey, good morning. The SEC office, this entire series is going to be under review.
Oh, is
he didn't. He didn't like. So Arkansas got a little mouthy there for a while.
Oh, I like the end of it anyway. Yeah. David's popcorn.
I'm in the bed waiting for you.
That is freaky yet very funny, Tim. Stupidest.
By the way,
most loving family this station has.
We'll have Will McIntyre on Wednesday, and he was interviewed by Hawks Plus, and he said, you know what he called Omaha? Uh-uh. Promised Land.
Oh, nice.
To the Promised Land. So
nice.
Good stuff.
I like
it. Looking forward to seeing him.
Oh, here's one from the 501. Roger ain't big enough to ride a motorcycle. A Vespa and Paul Mall 100 suits him better.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. 661-1037.
Right.
Brandon, what you got, Brandon?
We broke the code!
Had that a long time.
You know
yes.
what? Maybe taking a hiatus has brought a few of them out. is this David Basil? Hey, David Basil Jr.
Baz. Hey, Baz. Baz Jr. Gosh.
Are you there?
Hey, Daddy. She didn't swallow. I found you.
Oh, my word. Yeah. I think I got that. Yeah, you heard it online, but you didn't get that on the radio. But thanks for calling, little Bass. UPS Todd.
Hey, Tony. Van Horn's your daddy.
He sure has been. What is it? Was he 11? I think he's 11 of 12 now against him.
I think you're right. I think those were the numbers that you threw up. So he threw out his daddy. So we had your boy on and then Vitello's daddy on. Eric Musselman, what do you have to say?
What's up, fellas? How come Van Horn don't take his shirt off after big win? Come on, man.
Yeah, only two people take their shirts off more than anybody. Other than you in this studio is Musselman and Pat Bradley.
Yes.
Pat just takes it. He'll take it off at dinner. Hey, Dr. Now.
David, we need you to stop eating in the bed if you want to have the surgery.
You know what? Here's the other thing. It's surgery. Why didn't anybody call about your soap, your lack of soap usage?
Because not everybody goes through a bar of soap in a month.
David, you do go through a bar,
man.
If you shower daily.
No, it's just.
If you shower
you
daily.
You scrub the darn thing. I mean, you're scrubbing down on the darn soap bar, man. Or you've got skinny soap bars. You don't have one from Wrapped. I'm just telling you.
Of course you scrub.
You didn't do it. I want a picture every day of your soap.
Like, you know what?
I want a picture every day of your soap.
I'll show you my soap.
I'll bet you $100 you can't go through it unless you're doing it, if you're faking it.
Well, all right, hold on.
With a cheese grater.
Hold on. Here's the thing. On a bar of soap, not only do I have a bar of soap, I will take the little bitty, it's as thin as the slice of garlic. I will take that last bar of soap, because I'm a bar of soap, not a soft guy, and slap it on the new bar of soap.
I know that trick. I've been doing that trick all my life.
So have I. But I use a bar of soap. Now, I use, I forget what brand. I'll show you the brand.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long they last.
Yeah.
But it doesn't last me a month.
I think it's longer than you think. I think we need to test this.
But Basil, that big one. Yeah. You gave me that. When did you give me that bar of soap? You gave it to me after you started using yours.
Yeah, it's been
Basil. But here's the deal.
You went through that whole thing.
Yes, David.
Wow. Let's go. Here we go.
And we're not finished with this conversation.
Zach, what's up?
I blank and own you. Get the blank off my field.
That's Zach.
Very
Root.
Good,
That's
Zach. Root. Arkansas Razorback team.
We're not doggy piling until we win the national championship.
I did like that. We had talked about that. They didn't do the dog pile after the game was over.
Okay.
They just shook hands and they got more business. They got more things to do.
Well, then do it. Hello, George.
Tony, I don't know who you are, but your team got beat.
That's right, George. You sure did. RJ's ode to Tennessee.
Dearly beloved.
All right, I want to say thanks to Chris Walker and Fence Brokers. I'm going to be playing with Chris today, Roger.
Oh, awesome.
Now, Chris, you're only going to get about 9 good holes out of me today.
That's pretty good.
So that's
man.
About as good as I can do. I'm going to be I'm going to be the weak link.
No.
I appreciate the Chris
athlete.
Always supporting so many good causes.
He sure does.
And
like this show.
Like this show, yes.
He does